The following program is sponsored by Shoreline Transportation Services and is responsible for its content.
Here in Ohio, homeowners, taxpayers, and business owners alike are facing the weight of ever-rising, unjust property tax. Because of this, it's time we come together to speak out, question, and demand change. From Citizens for Property Tax Reform, that conversation starts now. This is the Voice of the People.
And good evening. Welcome to the Voice of the People. Voice of the People is brought to you by Citizens for Property Tax Reform. Citizens for Property Tax Reform is a local grassroots, nonpartisan group seeking property tax relief for senior citizens and property tax reform for all Ohio homeowners. This is Bill Holman. I will be your host tonight. Keith is out of town. Good evening, Style. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, Bill?
Good. And tonight, our team members is crew Beth Blackmar.
Hey.
And Connie Mansell.
Hello.
And unfortunately, our team member Kyle Kutz is out sick tonight. Get well soon, my friend. We'll see you next week. I also would like to give a special thank you out to Pastor Jeff Toring at Liberty Valley Church for allowing us to come and get signatures for our petition last Sunday. We had a great turnout, and we got a load of signatures. So, Beth, what upcoming events do we have?
Ooh, I'm glad you asked. Okay, so this Thursday night, we are going to be at the Middleburg Public Library, and there's a group that meets there. They're called the Citizens Interest Group, and they've invited us to speak for their meeting. So the Middleburg Heights Library is located at 16699 Bagley Road in Middleburg Heights, of course. And that starts at 6 p.m., so that's Thursday at 6 p.m. We're going to also be doing petition signing there. So we'll be speaking, we're going to have petition signing, and come one, come all.
Yeah, so definitely tell everybody about this so we can get a lot of signatures at that event. They'll be very helpful for our cause. Thank you, Beth. And our other helper here is Connie Mansell. Go ahead and give us our phone numbers for tonight.
If you'd like to call in, we have two phone numbers, 216-901-0933 or 888-677-9673. Those two numbers again are 216-901-0933 or 888-677-9673.
All right. Thank you, Connie. So in a few minutes here, we're going to be having our guest tonight calling in. Her name is going to be Sarah Wolf. She's on the line and ready. Okay. I'll go ahead and bring her in. Beth, go ahead.
Hey, well, we're going to be speaking with Sarah Wolf is going to be talking to us. She is with Hamilton County, Ohio Homeowners. Sarah, are you there?
I'm here. Hello.
Hey, Sarah. Wonderful. Great to hear your voice.
Hello, Sarah.
How are you doing?
How about you tell us a little bit about, because there were things you could not talk about the last time we talked to you. So we thought, we'll bring her back. And now you can give us the whole tea, the entire scoop of everything that happened.
My adventures with the Board of Revision in Hamilton County.
Oh, holy mackerel.
And now my husband doesn't like it when I laugh at things that aren't funny, but sometimes you have to laugh or you're going to cry.
Yeah, you do.
If I laugh, but it's just because it's so absurd. Okay. So, we all know that line in Shakespeare's Henry VI, the first thing we do is kill all the lawyers. And out of context, it's funny. Yeah, lawyers are the worst. I'm married to one, by the way. But in context, it is terrifying. When there's no law, no rules, no standards, you get chaos. And you pave the way for a tyrannical government with no power for the people, which is what the play was talking about. Well, that is what we have here in Hamilton County with the Board of Revision. See, it gives you the illusion that you can contest your outrageous values. That's what they say. You can contest this to the BOR. But it is nothing more than a kangaroo court where no one is advocating for the homeowner, and the homeowner doesn't even get a vote. So, yeah.
So I was reading up on your story, mm-hmm. Sarah, about this. You went through this wasn't there like some multiple judges that you have dealt with already in this case?
Well, we got a lawyer. So our house is a project. It is big, but it needs hundreds of thousands of dollars of work. And the county knew this because they first hauled us down to the Board of Revision when we bought the place. So we had to prove that it was an arm's length sale because, I mean, they thought a $215,000 house for a 5,000 square foot home in the fastest gentrifying neighborhood in Cincinnati, you know, they thought we had an inside deal. We didn't. We were just a crazy couple that wanted to take on the work. And so they knew this, but the mass appraisal company who did our assessment didn't know this. And they do a flyover, and they didn't look at the purchase price. They don't know anything about it. They just do a flyover. And so, yeah, this great big house and a big piece of land in the fastest gentrifying neighborhood. They obviously compared us to the smaller homes that were selling for $400,000 and $500,000 and came up with $700,000. Well, we must be the most amazing investors ever. In less than 5 years, our $215,000 purchase was worth $750,000, you know? So, and we had a tax abatement application that the city approved, but the county, again, with no criteria or application, they just denied it. And whatever you think of tax abatements, originally they were supposed to be for people who bought a distressed property and fixed it up. You wouldn't get dinged for the improvement.
Right.
Right.
Now, how tax abatements are going to new construction flippers, that doesn't make any sense, but that's another topic. Anyway, we were saving this historical house. It is a historical house. And instead of thanking their lucky stars that these two crazy people decided to do this, the county just, they turned on us to the point where even our lawyer, who knows them all, has been dealing with them for years, thought something was weird about this whole thing because they were just being so insane with us.
Just out of curiosity, Sarah, was there any other wooded areas or anything by your property where there was developers possibly taking a look at purchasing around you or something that might have an impact on that?
No, but it is it's one of the bigger pieces of land in Northside. So our competition when we bought the place was builders. They wanted to tear it down, gas.
Right.
Okay, so there was interest. There was additional interest in that location, that property then.
Yeah, just for the land. So they didn't want to pay $215,000 even for it though at the time. So, anyway, I even talked to a guy at the auditor's office that told, and you got to remember this, he said, you could buy a bombed out shell, but because of market conditions, it could be worth $750,000, okay? So, of course, we appeal. We hired an appraiser who's in good standing, who's done hundreds if not thousands of these appraisals that the county has accepted. We collected bids for all our deferred maintenance, and we took pictures of every square inch of the place. Our appraiser even came down and testified. And nothing. They would not come down $1, even after admitting that they thought $700,000 was too high. They didn't know what it was worth, but sorry, even though we had an appraisal, they wouldn't come down. So my question is why? Early on in this process, the county was very good at just blaming it all on the state. It was all the state's fault. You know, they take no responsibility for the actual assessments in Hamilton County. In fact, they even said that, the state could sue the auditor. And so we looked up some cases like that, and the only one that we could find that was close was the Reynolds case in Butler County. The problem is, he wasn't sued for that. It was a bribery case, and Reynolds was acquitted. But his defense was that the state was after him for keeping his values too low, right? Mm. Big difference.
Yeah, the county, the county itself is the one that decides on the,
right,
the statute of how they're going to do the appraisal assessments.
Of course it is. Yeah. And anyway, let's say that is what they're worried about. Okay, even if that is what they're actually worried about, let's say it's true. Well, then all they would need was some evidence, right? Some, like an appraisal maybe, to say, like if the state came after them and say, well, they got this appraisal and this is what the appraiser said it was worth, that would cover them, right? But so that makes no sense. It just makes absolutely no sense. And I can't tell you how many of our homeowners, because we're all talking to each other now, which they never counted on, they were told in their BOR hearings that if the homeowner had had an appraisal, the BOR could have helped them. We had not one. We had two. We wound up getting a second appraisal and a lawyer, and they still wouldn't come down.
I don't understand it. I don't, when I submitted my appraisal with Cuyahoga County, they gave me half of what the auditor said, or the appraiser said they half. It's like, well, how do you do that? How do you override an actual market value appraisal from a certified appraiser. I just don't get it.
That seems to be common in Cuyahoga County where they have cut people's appraisal raises by half.
That
seems to be like they just do it without even, like you said, Sarah, they're not even coming out and looking at anything. They're just like, okay, here, we're just going to cut it. Now, yeah, you're getting a cut, but you're still paying 50% of the other 50% of that on your increase.
Well, our appraisal was still an 18% increase. That's a pretty good increase for the county. I mean, it's not like it was nothing.
You know, is your county like, is your area mostly like a rural area mostly? Or no?
No, we're in the
I haven't been down
neighborhood.
There.
We're an urban neighborhood.
Okay, is it really? Okay.
Yeah.
Cincinnati,
so,
baby.
They actually wanted to get in our home. That was the whole thing. But for some reason, the 120 color photographs and two appraisals wasn't enough. They actually wanted to get in our home, which we didn't. Fourth Amendment, hello, we don't want them. And I was worried personally that they'd make it worse because the work that we have done on this house, if I do say so, is beautiful.
Well, they were looking for excuses at that point. They're just looking for ways to get you an increase.
Yeah, they wanted to come in and, that appliance isn't, the right measurement from the wall. You know,
they want to say that this is how we justify your extensive increase.
Yeah, and we had dealt with the city already with the permits and all of that too. So we, for 9 months, they basically deprived us of our outbuilding, our carriage house, because they came in 11 inspections, and they don't come in and just say, give you a list of everything you got to do. No, they come in, you do one thing, then they come back. Oh, now you got to do this. Oh, now you got, and so it was like 9 months. We couldn't even rent the place out because of them.
So while they hit you with a massive increase, they're still hounding you for making sure you're doing certain improvements on your property.
Right.
Wonderful.
I think for homeowners, the building department should be a resource, but that's another topic. But back to this no criteria thing. So we looked at some other, we've been sort of as best we can, finding out about some of these other BOR hearings, and we've got three houses on my street in the same neighborhood subject to the same market conditions, right? And they're all 4,000 square feet or more. I admit we have more land, a little more land than the other two. Well, the first, my neighbor down the street, she's a senior. She went in there with all the proof of her deferred maintenance. It needs a lot of work, her house. And she did get some comps from a realtor that she knows that would have, shown that, look, no, these are the comps you should have used, for this house. Nothing, but she was told if she'd had an appraisal, they could have done something for her. Then, of course, you know about our house, two appraisals. Now, there's this LLC who buys this place up the street, and he comes in with nothing. He had some pictures. He doesn't have an appraisal. He doesn't even have, he just tells them, oh, we're going to put $150,000 in this place, without any bids or anything, right? And he said, it's a bombed out shell. Hello, right? I was told a bombed out shell still could, because the market conditions should still, right?
still I got three-quarters of a million.
I laughed when I heard that. And he won, right? So just make it make sense. There's no standard. Some people bring in this, they get everything they want. Some people don't bring the, it makes no sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense. And if you look at it across the board, there is really not much rhyme or reason to these valuations. And that's
whatever they feel like doing. That's tyranny. Okay, I'm going to say it.
Yeah. So, and the thing is, it's like
people here.
There's a lot of other areas. It's like not only do we see a lot of people being hit with these increases, but we've also noticed it seems like there's certain parts of the state that it seems like they're like as if they're almost being more targeted with higher increases in other areas. And it's not because of the economy or anything. It's like there's been people that are trying to find reasoning behind it, and they're reaching out just like you have, to the county, and nobody's getting actual legit explanation of the hows and whys of it.
If these crazy assessments, wouldn't you want to sit down with homeowners if you were an elected official and say, look, okay, I know this is high, but this is how we came up with it. These are the, this is your neighborhood. This is what we were looking at. Wouldn't you want to do that so they understand? The first rule of customer service is people can't get over not knowing why.
Yeah.
And they all run on transparency. That's my favorite, right?
Well, they're
so transparent. They don't tell us nothing. They won't even meet with us. They won't even meet with us.
Well,
our county
of course,
officials here.
The what their backstory is, of course, that the market has borne out these values. You know, they say that the sales in that area have been such that, you know, everything else is worth that too, which of course we know that's not true. Now, Sarah, now I know we want, I want to move your story
along about the same. Everybody should have gone up about the same. We all knew they were going up.
Right.
How is it so wild?
Oh, I know.
How is it even on the same street?
And that's
I think I told you my favorite one is this guy has two parcels of land, equal grade, equal acreage, one quadrupled, and the other got nothing. What?
And Sarah, and that's why we're here, you know. So,
right.
But yeah, we got to keep moving along a bit here. Beth wants to move into a next segment here.
Well, I wanted to hear more about.
Yeah.
You know, you went from. I wanted to hear more about your story where you had filed for your you'd already gone through all the steps. Well, then you end up at the appeals desk. And what happened?
Oh, we wound up settling the day before because did you know that even if you go to the appeals desk, well, first of all, I'm hearing it's just as bad. They just sort of rubber stamp for the counties. That's what I heard. I don't know. We didn't go. And they can take up to a year to give you an answer. We got a guy who went up a couple months ago, and he's still waiting for an answer from the state.
From Columbus at the appeal. Just, so at the appeal just, level. So that fella, let me just make sure we got this straight for people listening. So what they did was they went to their county first and did a informal appeal. Then the next step is that they do, if they don't like the value, they go back for a formal hearing. There's a amount of time that's given for a formal hearing. We just ended at the formal hearing period March 31st. Now we are into, if people are waiting for the results of their hearing or they're waiting to get a hearing date, and if they get a hearing date and they get heard and they get as soon as they get a decision, they've got 30 days to appeal to the state. Down in Columbus. So take it away, Sarah.
All right. Well, that's what we had a court date, but we did settle for, so our two assessments that we had done, the two appraisals we had done, averaged 328. The county comes in, says 410, and then the last hour they said 400. I probably can't talk about that yet. It has to do with our tax abatement, but I'll talk to you about that next time. They wouldn't put in a certain clause about it. I don't want to go into that yet.
Okay, that's all right.
So we settled on $400,000. So tripling our taxes was too far, but doubling our taxes is just fine.
Wow. Unbelievable.
I mean, these people are crazy.
And how long have you lived in that house, Sarah? How long have you been in that property?
Six years. Yeah. So it's not like it's a house we were sitting on that we paid $215 for like 30 years ago.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talking about a unrealized gains.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And, you know, that
unreal.
The amendment, people are coming out of the woodwork for it. You guys, it's a winner. It's just, we cannot be taxed like this anymore. And when they hear the history of everything that we've submitted to the state, everything that we've showed the state, how other places do it, all kinds of things that we've come up with, even done the math to show them that it's not going to bankrupt anybody, people are done. They're like, okay, if you're not going to fix it, we're not going to pay.
Yeah, we're just not getting enough back from the legislators in Columbus. We're telling everybody, you know, call your representatives, call your state. It makes a difference. But so far, we're not getting much back. And
if they had just looked at that assessment and said, we're not doing this to people, go back to paying what you were until we fix it. That's what they should have done.
And that would have settled everybody down. It really would have.
That has been asked over and over again, multiple times with multiple state reps.
Yep.
And you know what we got? No. We got a no. And, you know, it's like it gets really frustrating when we have people calling them. We have ourselves having meetings with them. And we've proposed multiple ideas over the months. And they're not willing to work with us. You know, so here we are. You know, now we have an amendment. And, you know, now we're just going to go for the big one here. And we want to get rid of it all.
But we got to keep the pressure up.
People ask, you know, well, how are they going to pay for things? Yeah. How are they? They've taken us for granted for too long.
Exactly.
What if we don't pay?
Exactly.
You know? then you're going to have to figure out something real quick.
Yeah, we got to keep the pressure on them. We got to keep calling our representatives. We got to keep calling our senators. We have to keep up the pressure.
Right.
We're doing this ballot initiative, and that's super. And we're going to keep doing that. And that also turns up the volume on what it is we're asking for.
Yes, the bigger turnouts we get also at the events that we're holding, when the media shows our events and stuff like that. You know, trust me, they're all watching. They're definitely watching. And eventually, obviously we're hoping that, they take some action on that and they reach out to us and actually try to get something done here. But in the meantime, we're going to keep pressing forward here, Sarah.
Absolutely. I'm with you.
Sarah, thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling in. We greatly appreciate it. And
yeah, thanks for having me.
We're going to look forward to talking to you again soon when you can.
Let's do another rally.
Yeah, that I'm sure that will be coming soon.
Yep, end of the month. End of the month, maybe.
I'll stop talking your ear off here. Thanks for having me on.
That's okay. Thank you so much, Sarah. You have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. We got a little bit of time left here. So let's, Beth and Connie, let's talk a little bit about our petition itself and, how we're wanting to reach out to people and getting the word out in different communities and stuff like that. I mean, obviously, this is really going to be big as we move forward and getting people in other counties involved. We've had a lot of people already reach out to us. We're going to be working on getting some more events there, correct? So we can, get some ideas out there and so we can get some more signatures made.
Yes, definitely. Now, I want to, real quick, before I forget, I want to give out the citizen's phone number. The citizen's phone number. Now, you can call this number to get a hold of us, to find out what's going on, ask any questions. Our phone number is 216-452-2961. And that's our phone number at Citizens. Now, while I'm talking, I want to plug this event on Thursday again. Again, this is a Citizens Interest Group. We are the special guest speakers. And that's at the Middleburg Heights Library at 16699 Bagley Road at 6 p.m. The Middleburg Heights Library at 6 p.m. And we're going to have petitions there to sign, so hopefully there will be a large group of people that want to come out and hear what we have to say and are interested in seeing what we can do about these blasted property taxes.
So tell your neighbors about it. Make an evening out of it. Get your neighbors, get some of your family that are homeowners, and they are all registered voters, and have them come out. And let's get a big night of signatures. That'd be really awesome to, get some publicity out there. So also, we're going to also follow through here with, we have our Facebook page that we want to remind everyone to check out, Citizens for Property Tax Reform Ohio. We have a lot of good stuff that we're constantly posting on there, plus the events. And we also have our website, reformpropertytax.com. Please sign up on that page so you can get on the email list. So
yes.
You can also get updates on that as well.
That's a great way to stay tuned.
We have all these things, so it's really important, people, to take this information and tell it to other people, because you'd be amazed how many people are still looking for help on this. They think they're alone when they're not. We're here to help. We're here to take action. So we can only do this with getting people involved and getting more numbers. That's what's really going to be the big factor here as this moves forward. I'm glad we have nice weather around the corner, because this is going to give us the ability to get more stuff out there. So, Beth, would you like to say that phone number one more time?
Okay, phone number for Citizens for Property Tax Reform is 216-452-2961. And again, you can call us there. You can sign in at reformpropertytax.com and get on our email list and get information up to date.
Awesome. All right, well, we're getting close to wrapping it up here. How are we looking, Style? We got 2 minutes to go. All right. So, let's see here. What else would we like to cover here? What do you guys got? Do we got anything over here? We went through this really quick tonight.
Well, so, as far as the petition goes, we are really looking forward to getting plenty of activity on that. And we're looking for people who are who are interested in circulating those petitions for us. So again, you can get a hold of us at 216-452-2961. If you're willing to take a few minutes out of your day and learn how to learn what needs to be done to circulate that petition, and we are happy to have you. We've got the first, it's phase one and phase two. We're in phase one right now where we need roughly 1,100 signatures. That's it. Phase two will come in a couple months here after we get approval back from Columbus. Phase two, we need a lot of signatures. Minimum 460,000, probably in the order of 600,000, 700,000 at the end of the day.
So we definitely have a lot of work ahead of us, but I think we can do it because every homeowner in Ohio is going to benefit from this. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening and tuning in tonight. Y'all have a great night. Thank you very much.